Hey, you're in early. How was your weekend? That sounds fun. Same old, mostly hung out with the girlfriend. Hey, listen, as long as we're both here early, would you mind if I run something by you? I just have this personal problem, or like relationship problem, I guess, that I'd like your advice on. So the thing is, well, as you know, I've been with my girlfriend for like 2 years now, and I'm bi, right? Okay, cool. I couldn't remember if that had ever come up. Well, okay, so, this is embarrassing. The thing is, sometimes I miss being with guys. No, she totally doesn't get it. I mean, she understands that it's true for me, but like, she's only into girls, so that's not a factor for her. And also means that a threesome is pretty much off the table, which, like, I don't know that I'd be into anyway. So just, ugh, look, I'm sorry, I'm getting totally off topic here. No, that's not exactly the problem anyway, because actually, she's been really understanding and supportive about the whole thing. Actually, we came up with this arrangement a couple months ago where, okay, look, no judging me, okay? Like, I'll totally understand if you think this is really weird or whatever, but just like, be my friend about it, okay? Okay, well, we came up with this arrangement where, long story short, I'm allowed to sleep with guys occasionally. Oh no, she's not backing out or anything. And the problem is that I don't totally know how to like go about implementing this arrangement. No, dummy, I haven't forgotten what goes where. Shut up. It's just that like finding a suitable guy is kind of harder than I thought it would be. You can't imagine. Oh, well. Thank you. That's flattering. And yeah, I mean, if I were single, this wouldn't be much of a problem, but it's just like, it's kind of a weird situation to explain to someone, you know? Like, I don't want to just go on Tinder and try to explain how I'm dating a girl, but I'm allowed to sleep with guys, but it's not a threesome situation. It's just like complicated. And it seems like everyone is either just interested in the potential for a relationship, which, shit, who knew so many guys wouldn't be up for a one-night stand, or else they're only interested in the lesbian angle, which, like, doesn't enter into this. And to be fair, I'm also being kind of picky. I mean, this isn't like an unlimited pass or anything, so I just want to make it count. Bang someone I'm really attracted to. And I don't know, I guess I could maybe go the stranger route, but like, I'd rather do it with someone I'm at least a little familiar with. Like, enough to be comfortable with. So, anyway, that's my problem. Yeah, I know. It's a strange one. I was kind of hoping you might be able to suggest a solution of some sort. What? No, I mean, I guess you could introduce me to some of your guy friends, but it wasn't. Do you really not know where I'm going with this? Well, I was thinking, since you aren't seeing anyone right now, and, you know, if you found me attractive, which, inferring from your previous comment, it seems like you do, then maybe you'd want to... Why are you Ugh. You knew where this was going and where... You were just messing with me. God, you're such a dweeb. Alright, haha, good joke. But in seriousness, I mean, look, if you're not into it, or if it's all too weird for you, or whatever, or you're just not into me, I totally understand. And I don't want things to be weird between us or any... Yeah? Okay. Well, great. Why you? I mean, I was seriously having trouble coming up with any candidates. Like, no offense, but I needed someone who wasn't such a good friend. I was worried about ruining the relationship if it went to shit. But still good enough friend that I felt comfortable with them. And I was reasonably sure you'd be into it. I mean, you're a pretty chill dude. I didn't think the extra relational angle would freak you out. Oh, plus I've seen you looking at me, so I figured I had a good shot. Come on! Seriously, why does every guy think he's, like, so subtle? I wear skirts all the time, not even all that short, and you're always drooling over my legs. And on the rare occasion I wear something even a tiny bit low cut, you spend the whole day looking sideways at my tits. What about... Oh... Right, I guess I did say I wanted to make the most of it by banging someone attractive. Ugh, fine, yes, you're very handsome, don't let it go to your head. When? Well, originally I was thinking I'd invite you over tonight after work, but on the other hand, we still have, like, half an hour until the rest of the office gets here. And this conversation's got me sopping wet. So maybe tonight, but also right now? Yeah? Okay. How about the conference room? No windows. We'll hear anyone enter the office long before they get to us. Plus, I'm sure we could come up with some reason to have a meeting this early. Okay. Well, come here, I guess. Well, that's marginally less awkward. Should I... Here, I can sit on the conference table. Okay. Probably best to stay clothed, just in case anyone does come in early. Here, I can just hike my skirt up. Do you think... Will this angle be okay if you just undo your pants? Okay, good. Will you need, a hand? If you want, I can... Oh. Okay. Looks like you didn't have any trouble getting hard. Yeah. You can just go ahead and slide it in. Oh, God.
Fuck, it's been so long. Oh man. That's definitely what I've been after. Oh god. It's been like 2.5 years or so. Yeah, we use like a dildo sometimes, but it's not really the same. You can touch me if you want. I mean, like, not just with your hands and my hips, like now. Yes, I mean, I would like it if you. No. Yeah, just like undo a button or two and, yeah, you can. Oh, God. Your hands feel so good on my tits. Yeah, it's like this, undercup bra thing. I don't usually wear it to work or like anywhere other than the bedroom, actually, because you can totally see my nipples through my shirt when I do, but this way you can get at them without taking anything off. They're really sensitive, just me right there. It's been a long time for me, so I'm gonna come pretty soon here. Are you close too? Okay, stud, don't get too cocky. Can you just keep pumping into me like this as I come? That was definitely exactly what I needed. What? You're getting close now? Shit. Okay. Don't come inside me. I mean, I have like an IUD and everything, but still, like, maybe later with a condom. See, that's what's great about fucking another girl. We don't have to worry about that shit. I don't know. I guess my mouth, just for easy cleanup. I can't believe that there are no tissues in the conference room. God, that feels good. Could you just rub my clit a little bit? Just let me know when you're really close and I'll get off the table. Yeah? Okay. Just gonna get down from here. Do you need a little help, maybe? It's been a while since I had a cock in my mouth. You're gonna come in my mouth. Are you enjoying the visual of me on my knees with my skirt around my waist? Yeah, you seem to really like my legs. But getting back to the point, are you going to come in my mouth? Whenever you're ready. That's when I'm ready. Oh shit. No shit. It's running down my chin. Oh. Damn, dude, you come a lot. Okay, we better clean up. Just let me put my shirt back together and pull my skirt back to where it should be. Okay. How do I look? Presentable. Not freshly fucked. Okay. Good. Well, thanks. This was great. Sorry. It's been a while. You're a really good friend, by the way. And, not to appear totally insatiable, but round two at my place after work. Okay, good. I'll see you there.